Gidi kann da mir sagt, gigi da frage gemo begin am auf begin test mal da begin mit dem mal benefs kul zu shal sadal. What happened was is that the strap of a sandal got detached and then put on top of the barrel, fell in the barrel, and that was the problem that happened with this kachin. Now, Tais says, now, avakav the abitum exib kli, although regarding tomo, it says that it has to be a vessel, behind it tzuo, lab klihu, and this strap is not a vessel. And the reason is, midlishrin, little tattle. We don't permit one to carry a strap on Shabbos in a courtyard, which is a kamalus. The Gemara says in Perikel, like Shabbos, Shabbos, Avakav, Bezim, and Aleph, where Abai calls the bus of Yosef, Abai was going behind Rav Yosef, and ifsik later tzuo, the sadala, and the strap of a sandal tore. And he says, oh, you can't move it. Obviously, that you're not allowed to move it because it's mukta. It's not considered as a kli. So amalav manhu. Obviously, it's not a vessel. So how could it become tummy? So you have to say you're going to nishtai bachar too. You have to talk about where it remained a little bit from this strap, which was still a little connected to the shoe. Ah, the kimono. So therefore, it is considered a vessel. The head yodok lazir because a regular person could put it back, and if it's still considered as a kli. But in the Yerushalmi, we find that the wording is, and his sandal got detached. And that's most definitely not a kli. And therefore, this was forbidden to move the sandal, is because it couldn't go with it. And you can't tie it on Shabbos, but most definitely the kli. And therefore, again, it would be problematic because of the halacha of Tumah. So it comes up with Taisis that this is said that Ritzua has a designation as a kli, is only when it's still a little connected, but when it's not connected, it's not. According to Yerushalmi, Tumah is sandal. But by a strap, that you're right, that wouldn't be as a kli. Toma, the gear says penefsika sandali, not ritzur shel sandali. So next is master begins the gemara leisa other mechatas. Person should not carry the paradim of waters. Now, Tais bothered that since Rabban they goes even if it doesn't have to be exactly the story. So why is it only by mechatas, not regarding old kachin? So it says, "If a fellow Rabban, the leboy kamei zchar, even according to Rabban, who don't need it as the story exactly was, mekamak m'lachem lekodesh, but not going to be stringent for kodeshim, rak lechatas, only for the paradimu waters. Now it's going to be in all types of situations, but it's not going to be for a different category of kodeshim. It's only going to be for that of the mechatas. Next says, 'Not the beginning of the gemara, meistach bekakras to shalsvina.' What happened was that was a piece of a dead person that was stuck in the ground of the boat." Regarding the paradum waters, even if they become tameh, still matar, still they purify a person from tameh mez. As we find shekein nido, who becomes tameh from a dead person, mekabelas hazah, that the water that's being sprayed becomes tameh until you see it purifies her. So what's the problem? Why can't you carry the mechadis in the boat? Who cares that it becomes tameh? Still gonna purify. So Taisis Hainu Bishar Thomas, that's by other Thomas. Like for example over there, where it becomes Thomas from the Nida of Thomas Mes, like the story over here, Nifsu, they do become invalidated, and therefore that would be a problem. That it was finished by a chaver, which Hanoig Lakhaltazakaitish, where he's careful to eat on the purity of Kachin, and therefore it should be pure even for Kachin. And that's what the Gemara is discussing. Now, this that we said, Mishim Tzinur Dama Oretz Ika, we're concerned for the Tzinur of Am Oretz, that's not by a bona fide Am Oretz. Rather, it's even a Chavashay Noich Al Taras HaKadosh that does not eat on the purity of a Kachim, Rak Al Taras Truma, only on the level of Tarav Truma. Shtarosa Tumahi, it's Hektosh, that Tara is considered Tumahi regarding that of Hektosh. And that's what we are referring to. But you're right, Am Oretz, that since the chaver is not coming connected to him, that's not what we were talking about. Now, v'yein tenur de chaver tamei, and if the chaver that eats al taras truma, not for kachim, would not be tamei, like we're trying to say, then makmid le ba'amaretz mamash, then we would say that it would be talking about literally like an amaretz, but you don't even have to say that, you could just say that he eats al taras truma. Now, it was difficult to my teacher. Why do we explain it? They're talking about the tzina of a chaver that eats al taras truma, just not al taras hakodesh. Look, my fellow chaver asma, it could even be a chaver that eats al taras hakodesh, but because of the tzina itself, that the chaver that is accustomed to eat al taras hakodesh, but the problem is that benitma could become tami machmas hatzinaira. Because of the tzinner, because the mashkin, they're liquids. So therefore, what? Because in the hands of every single person, even the chaver, because the shnei and everyone's hands are considered as a sheni. So the tina would be a rishon, mitam the kli from the mashke, like all kevim the mitam from mashke. And so even the chaver itself should be problematic. They're lying and appears to him, to my teacher, that the yadayim shnei is in. Hands are secondary level of tuma. They don't have a relationship of tuma from biblical law, rakter rabbanon from rabbinic law. And the Gersa takes a bidem metamikli umashka derabani. The hands contaminates vessels and liquids from rabbinic law, and that the Gersa is that yadayim shemetamim mashka, hands that contaminate liquid umashka kli, and that the liquids contaminate kli. That's huma derabani. That's rabbinic. Now, if that's the case, probably mindless that it should have said it by the mindless basraisa. By the second category, which don't have the Tumah Daraisa, the Loika Maisa, not by the first one, which is the Daraisa. But according to Taisis, that the Tzina itself is Matami, so therefore you could say that's a Dara Tumah Daraisa, and therefore that's why they were Gezer on the Am Arts, that's Matami. Next Tesma, the beginning of the Gemara Tefila in Herb Shem Mishloi. That it sounds like, okay, it's only Tefila, but you don't need Samda. Now, why? Midloi Tan Magic, because it doesn't say explicitly that you need Herb Shemish. If you're going to say, why is that a proof? Maybe you need Harif Shemesh. But M. Cain, if you would say that, you say, I would have said that little Truma Tefila Miyabaya, that, oh, for Truma, you don't need Harif Shemesh, but that you would need Tefila. So there's something you could say is the likely Metabalka. You wouldn't make such a mistake. M. Cain, that would be the case. Lemet, you would have just said explicitly, Shvichin Tefila Truma, that you need Tefila the Truma, Harif Shemesh HaKaydish, and Harif Shemesh HaKaydish, and therefore that's the Raya, that you only need Tefila, not Harif Shemesh. Next day's Master begins to Gmosh Vefer, Shachat Chalachatas. The tube that was cut for the paraduma. So Rabbi Elazar says you can tell it right away because we have the gzira of the tumah from the tzina of the amaretz. Now, but what Bar says is, what I mean, this is what we say in the beginning of Yumin of Beit Kol Masel, Hoyinas Mekligulam Kleabun Kleadoma. All the activities of that related to the paraduma were done with the dungware or earthware or stoneware, which are came that not makabel tumah v'hoch over here from the fact we consider for tumah obviously is shvefeshal etzavi, it was a tube of wood and chitnan, so too we learn in the Mishnah and second part it's sluchas, the flask of the mayim chaim shehenicha magula, which was left uncovered and matzah mechutz yipayin uncovered, that it's tummy because I say it to my person touched it. Now v'stam tzleiches achas, generally the tzleiches is made out of earthenware, so if so also kli becomes tummy. So you see from these two statements that there seems to be a contradiction in something that's makabel tumah or not. That's his thesis. Yeah, hasan davka b'shasa si b'tech zayin yom. There specifically, that in the Gemara Yuma, within the first 7 days when they're making it, and that's when they were separate. The kayin, who's going to do this, and then they're careful. Why? Because it's ultimately they're lenient to do it with someone who didn't have sundown, who really needs it. So they had other strategy not to be careless. But regarding other days, like we're discussing over here, and that Mesechta's Parah, which after it's already burned, in Lachash, they were not concerned to do it specifically Klavan. To the contrary, we actually want to do it with things that will be Mekabat Tumah, and also additionally, we want it to be a Kli, because my Mechaim El-Keli, and so therefore, it's the contrary. It would be better that it be a real Kli, not something that's not like a bona fide Kli. It would contaminate the kohen who burnt the part, specifically make him into a tefil yam. Which Pesh Rashi explains how did they do this? They would touch it with a sheretz. Now, Akba Tesepta Lemashkla, as Tesis says, however, from the Tesep, doesn't sound like this. Akba Magas Malachod sounds like that his fellow kohanim would touch him, and that was it. And Makatan Betesepta. The habit was to separate from him. And to contaminate him, they would type him, and then he would become a tefillah. And this is the wording of the Tzav. The Ma'is B'Tzuki Hakoyin. There was a Tzuki that was a Koyin. There was such a story. He wanted to go and burn the paraduma, but he wanted to make sure that he had sundown. And Rabbi Yechimizaka beat him to it, and he put his hands in, and he leaned on him, and he said to him, "Isha Kohen Gadol, Master of the Kohen Gadol, Kama Nolach Aliz Kohen Gadol, how beautiful he would be the high priest. You're a betavel v'chulu, so go down and tevel." Where we see that they just by touching him, that's how they would make him tummy, and not through a sheretz. Now, Tosis reflects on this Tosefta that Nehishin et Stugim Cheshnes HaTumah. Now, although Stugim did not actually consider that Tumah because that's only Rabbinic Tumah, and they're not concerned for that. Mashanogim by actually what they're touching right now, because they're not concerned for Rabbinic Tumah. And Vilimal Shal Para, and they're not concerned for the levels of the Paraduma, Mashalinogubai Kalzan, that they didn't touch them all 7 days. It sounds like that this was because of the tzedukim. What does that really help? So it says, but everyone agreed, and they're concerned for the words of the Chachamim, that Amaratzim, their touch is metame. And therefore they separated him for 7 days, and then they would touch him on the 8th day, to show that there is a permissibility of doing it on with a tful yom. They made him like as if he's a tmeimis on the 7th day. Claim in other words, labasaza, after it's already sprayed on day 7. Therefore, we don't say anything about any spraying of the part of the awards. Now, v'chidu may be the same kin tefila, but labai. So, why do we require him in tefila if it's already after the tefila, which is on the 7th day before he sprayed the last spray? So, statistically, maybe we can say the aflach asa by tefila that even after he sprayed, he needs to table again. Given the megillah, the shtei tefilas. Yes, there's actually 2 tefilas. Achas labneiaso, achas lachaso. Although it's already, the tefillah was before the last azah, and you don't need azah, but there actually is another tefillah after that, and that's the tefillah that we still machayiv him to do even after the hazah.